Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, I'm showcasing the work of jazz singer Chris Connor. She was one of the most successful singers to emerge out of Stan Kenton's orchestra in the 1950s, and she, along with fellow Kentonites June Christie and Anita O'Day, cultivated a cool jazz style while interpreting music from the American Songbook. This hour, I'll highlight parts of her decades-long recording career, all the way from the 1940s to her final work in the 2000s. It's A Jazz Date with Chris Connor, coming up next on Afterglow.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town with the people I knew. I had a feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. And as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. Foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. With the line, the British Museum had lost all its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, and suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. A foggy
midnight, near the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. When two hearts become one, who could ask for loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Taking that vow, it's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Two George and Ira Gershwin songs from 1937, performed there in 1957 by jazz singer Chris Connor on her Atlantic album titled Chris Connor Sings the George Gershwin Almanac of Song. Just now, we heard Nice Work If You Can Get It, and before that, A Foggy Day. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting the great jazz singer Chris Connor. Chris Connor had a career that stretched for most of the last half of the 20th century, but she flourished in the 1950s and 60s. That's when she became one of the leading cool jazz singers, interpreting the American Songbook with her signature rich and smoky voice. Chris Connor was born Mary Lutzenheiser in Kansas City, Missouri, on November 8, 1927. And when she was a teenager, she decided to pursue singing full-time, adopting the gender-ambiguous stage name of Chris Connor. She moved to New York City in the late 1940s, and within a few weeks, found work with bandleader Claude Thornhill. Thornhill had his own vocal group called the Snowflakes, named after his big hit song, Snowfall, and Connor quickly joined their ranks as their alto lead. She didn't stay with the Snowflakes for all that long, and only recorded with them once in 1949. In this session, you can clearly hear her taking a solo on the song There's a Small Hotel, emulating the sound of singer Joe Stafford and her work with the vocal group The Pied Pipers. Here's that recording now. This is Chris Connor and the Snowflakes with Claude Thornhill's band, performing the Rodgers and Hart song, There's a Small Hotel, on Afterglow.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well.
I wish that we were there
together.
Small hotel together.
the first professional recording of singer Chris Connor from September 1949. We just heard her taking a solo with the vocal group The Snowflakes, part of Claude Thornhill's orchestra, and that song was arranged by the great Gil Evans. After singing with Claude Thornhill, Chris Connor bounced around to a few bands in the New York area before landing a permanent spot as the lead singer in Stan Kenton's orchestra. At this point, Kenton's singer, June Christie, had left the group, and in fact, it was Christie who first heard Connor on the radio, suggesting her to Kenton. Luckily, the two singers had a similar kind of cool jazz sound. Connor only stayed with the band for a few months before moving on, and in those few months, she made a few wonderful recordings, including one song that became associated with her throughout her entire career. Let's hear it now. This is Chris Connor and Stan Kenton's orchestra in 1953 with All About Ronnie on Afterglow.
All About Ronnie.
Chris Connor with Stan Kenton's orchestra in April 1953 with the Joe Green song All About Ronnie. Green was in the studio when Connor recorded this song, which made her extremely nervous. However, the recording was a winner, and she recorded the song many more times over the course of her entire career. Chris Connor got sick when Stan Kenton's orchestra went on the road, so she was stuck in New York City for most of 1953. Luckily, a great opportunity was right around the corner. The struggling jazz label Bethlehem Records, along with its intrepid young producer Creed Taylor, were looking for a way to change their sound, and they turned to the cool jazz sound of Chris Connor. Taylor helped organize a few sessions with Connor, including with pianist Ellis Larkins, which later became the album Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland, her first solo LP. The LP sold 40,000 copies and turned the label around. And over the next 2 years, she recorded many more LPs, EPs, and singles for Bethlehem. We'll hear a few of her Bethlehem recordings now, beginning with a recording from that 1954 debut. This is Chris Connor and Ellis Larkins with the Rodgers and Hart song, Spring Is Here, on Afterglow.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I the blame for everything that happens under the sun. But when it comes to being bad, a woman's not the only is a man who loves me no more, no more. Trouble is a man I'll always adore. Nothing good to say. Still, I hate a day without him. Why should he have to be the one, my only trouble? Is a man who's handsome and tall, so tall. trouble is a man who's for himself, and that's all. After all we planned, he didn't mean it. Now I understand, I should have seen it. Trouble is a man. Trouble is a man. Trouble is a man. You're clear out of this world when I'm looking at you. I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You're right out of a book, the fairy tale read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book was more enchanted by a Lorelei than I. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I cry out of this world. If you said we were through, so let me fly right out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you. World and spend the next eternity or two with you, with you, with you, with you.
A few of the tracks recorded by Chris Connor for the Bethlehem label in the mid-1950s, produced by Creed Taylor. Just now we heard the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer tune Out of This World, recorded in 1954 and featured on the Bethlehem LP, simply titled Chris. The Vinnie Burke Quartet was accompanying. Before that, the Alec Wilder tune Trouble is a Man, recorded in 1955 with pianist Ralph Sharon and featured on the LP This is Chris. And starting that set, the Rodgers and Hart tune Spring is Here, recorded in 1954 with pianist Ellis Larkins and featured on the LP Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland. After Bethlehem Records found success recording the cool jazz of Chris Connor, a rival label, Atlantic, and their owners, Nesui and Ahmet Erdogan, decided to also go into the jazz business, and with this, they signed Chris Connor. Beginning in 1956, Connor would record 12 albums for Atlantic Records over the next 8 years. Jazz historian Will Friedwald referred to these Atlantic albums as, quote, among the best works of the jazz vocal canon. Let's hear a track from her first album for Atlantic, simply titled Chris Connor. This is Chris Connor with Almost Like Being in Love on Afterglow.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. It's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. Ah, the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I'd swear I was falling. I'd swear I was falling. Almost like being in love. It's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. Ah, the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel bell starts to peal, I'd swear I was falling. I'd swear I was falling. Almost like being in love. Almost like being in love.
Chris Connor in 1956 with pianist John Lewis, bassist Oscar Pettiford, guitarist Barry Galbraith, and drummer Connie Kay with Lerner and Lowe's Almost Like Being in Love. That comes from her first album on the Atlantic label titled Chris Connor. We'll hear more from Chris Connor's Atlantic years and her later years in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the life and career of singer Chris Connor this hour, and where we left off, we were exploring her work on the Atlantic label. She released 12 albums for Atlantic between 1956 and 1962, all of which are of high quality. Unfortunately, I don't have time to sample from all of them, but I will try to feature a few of the highlights, including some of Connor's own favorite recordings. In an interview from 2006, Connor said that her favorite album from the Atlantic years was the 1956 album He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not, arranged by Ralph Burns. Here's a track from that album now. This is Chris Connor with the Matt Dennis tune, Angel Eyes, on Afterglow.
I try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent on angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. For the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I've got to run. The facts uncommonly clear. I've got to find who's now number one and why my angel eyes ain't excuse me while I darkness of the night, like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night, like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again.
Chris Connor in 1958 with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's My Shining Hour, a song that she said was one of her personal favorite recordings. That comes from her Atlantic album titled A Jazz Date with Chris Connor. Before that, we heard the song Angel Eyes from her 1956 Atlantic album He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. Let's sample from a few more of these Atlantic LPs from Chris Connor now, most of which have been reissued on CD over the years. I'll turn now to her 1959 album, Chris Connor Sings Ballads of the Sad Cafe, an album that, as you may imagine, features many languid, melancholy ballads. This particular song, by songwriter James Shelton, is one of Connor's best performances, a curious little number about heartache and intoxication that's also been performed by singers like Eartha Kitt, Nina Simone, and Jeff Buckley. This is Chris Connor in 1959 with Lilac Wine on Afterglow.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I ought to think, do things I never should do, I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Yeah. lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down dream. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday. Talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Feeling low as the ground. It's nicotine and not much heart to fight black coffee. Feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy. This waiting for my baby to come home to me.
Two drinking songs by Chris Connor. Just now we heard her and trumpeter Maynard Ferguson with the Paul Francis Webster and Sonny Burke tune Black Coffee. That comes from their 1961 album Together titled Double Exposure. Before that we heard Connor alone with Lilac Wine from her 1959 album Ballads of the Sad Cafe. Chris Connor was more than a great studio artist. She also shined on stage. In the 1950s and 60s, she released two live albums, one from the Village Vanguard and one from the Village Gate, both in New York. On stage, Connor proved that she was more than just a great interpreter. She also had a keen sense of swing and the confidence to improvise and play with melody and time. First up, here she is at the Village Vanguard in 1959 from her album Chris in Person, featuring Kenny Burrell on guitar. This is Chris Connor with the Noel Coward song, Poor Little Rich Girl, on Afterglow.
Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better beware. Laughing at danger, virtue a stranger, better take care. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, blue by Pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better beware. Laughing at danger, virtue a stranger, better take care. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after, nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, through by Pantaloon.
Suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, want to laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I am free as a dove, oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes, blinds me with love. You and your blast make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I am free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
two live performances from singer Chris Connor. Just now we heard her in 1963 at the Village Gate in New York with the Burton Lane and Yip Harburg tune Old Devil Moon. That comes from an album released by the FM record label in 1963. Before that, the tune Poor Little Rich Girl from her 1959 album Chris in Person, released by Atlantic Records. Chris Connor's best work tapered off in the late 1960s, and like many jazz singers from her era, she found trouble creating quality material in the 1970s and 80s. However, she continued working as a jazz singer into the 21st century and had a minor renaissance in the 1990s as a seasoned veteran, still able to create compelling interpretations of jazz standards. Chris Connor passed away from cancer in Toms River, New Jersey on August 29, 2009, at age 81. It was quietly revealed in her obituary that Connor had also been keeping a secret for many years. She had been a lesbian, and her longtime manager, Lori Muscarell, was also her partner. Sadly, Connor came of age at a time when she felt the need to keep this side of her life hidden from the public eye. To close off this episode, we'll hear one of her final recordings. This is Chris Connor in 2001 with the song Only the Lonely on Afterglow.
Each place I go, only the lonely go. Some very small cafe, the songs I know, only the lonely know. Each melody recalls a love that used to be, the dreams I dream. Only the lonely dream, have lips as warm as May. That hopeless scheme, only the lonely scheme, that soon somewhere you'll find the one that used to care, and you recall. At the beach when love was new, it well could be the one time a hopeless little dream like that comes true. The heartbreak, oh.
No.
Chris Connor in 2001 from one of her last albums called Haunted Heart. That was the Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn tune, Only the Lonely. And thanks for tuning into this Chris Connor edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.